Afternoon, everyone. Dr. Yen couldn't make it for this meeting, so I will be representing him and discussing the correlation of plant height and canopy NDVI with nitrogen nutrition and lint yields of cotton. We know that nitrogen application is a key production practice for most crops, including cotton. However, over the years, particularly in the last decade, we found that economic reasons and environmental reasons has progressively limited the yields of cotton. And because of this problem, we are searching, there's pressure, as it were, to search for a reliable, cost-effective, environmental-friendly way of having the yield and reducing the cost. And one of the things that people are looking at, the key reason that is asking for this, the key reason, as it were, that is prompting this search for a reliable, cost-effective method is the ignorance that had led traditional means of applications of nitrogen fertilizer to crops, which is the ignorance of spatial variability. We know that within field, crop responds differently to nitrogen applications, that within an individual field, there could be responses at different parts of the field, just like the first speaker mentioned. So we are looking at some remote sensing equipment and other things which this site, which this slide shows. And yield just happens to be the major goal in the mind of a grower or farmers. What am I getting out of it? When you say I expect so-and-so quantity at the end of the season, then you begin to think of the fertilizer, the amount of fertilizer to apply. So for this object, we'll be looking at four objectives in this whole study, but for this talk, I'll be concentrating on the two of them. Investigate the relationship of cotton yields with plant height and canopy normalized difference vegetation index, the NDVI. Assess the correlations of plant nitrogen nutrition with plant height and NDVI. Now we know that plant height is a key parameter that gives a visual representation of the growth of the plant, in as much as it is a new tool that has been used presently. NDVI has been used over the past years, and both of them involve using remote sensing equipment. This study was done in two locations, at the West Tennessee Research and Education Center, Jackson, and the University of Tennessee Research and Education Center in Milan. From 2008 to 2009, the treatment via nitrogen rates and timings on a randomized complete block design with four replications. We had 12 sets of treatments, the first six ranging from 0 to 200 pounds per acre. We are applied at about planting, and the second set, ranging from 40 pounds per acre to 200 pounds per acre, we are applied 3 to 4 weeks after planting. And the measurements that were taken included the soil nitrate before planting and after harvest, the canopy NDVI, the plant height, and the leaf nitrogen concentration, and of course the lint yield and quality. we had the responses of live nitrogen concentration to the rates using the traditionally known method, which is testing the live nitrogen, which is labor intensive, costly, and time consuming. But since it is the standard method that is being used, we didn't want to do away with that. We wanted to use that as it were as a base for the newer methods. And we analyzed this with non-linear regressions, and we found that this had a strong correlations for practically all the samples that we are taking at the early square stage, the early bloom stage, the mid bloom, and the late bloom stage, which were the stages of the growth of cotton that we used to test these treatments. Then the responses of NDVI to N-rates found that the first two growth stages were not as good, but we consider them good enough as good correlations looking at the R-square values that we use to test the correlations between the NDVI and the nitrogen rates. Another thing we looked at was the plant height, which is a parameter that signifies the visual growth. We also found that all the stages were significant, had good correlations with the nitrogen rate. And we decided to compare both the NDVI and the plant height to nitrogen rates, since these were the two things that have been introduced to the traditional method of live nitrogen concentration. Looking at them comparatively, we found out that plant height was a little better than the NDVI, particularly with the first two growth stages. We are not saying that NDVI is not good, but since NDVI involves biomass, could be affected by the weather, could be affected by the angle, we thought that the first two stages were not as good as the plant height. So we're thinking, okay, if these first two stages were not as good, then fertilizer could be applied shortly before the mid-bloom. And of course, the goal of every grower is the yield. So we looked at the relationship between the lint yield and the live nitrogen. We found out that the correlation was good all through for the four growth stages, which of course progressed as the later the stages, the better the correlation was. But in this case, we found out that the mid bloom was much better than the late bloom. We also looked at the relationship of lint yield with NDVI. This was not so good, just like the NDVI was when it was compared with the N-rate, the first two growth stages, the early square and the early bloom, were not very good. But as we progressed to the mid and the late bloom, the correlation became stronger. The relationship of lint yield with plant height was much better than that of lint yield and NDVI, just like we observed in the plant height and the live nitrogen. Comparing the yield with NDVI and plant height, we also noticed that plant height had a significant, stronger correlation with lint yield than NDVI did, particularly for the two growth stages, the early square and the early bloom. The relationship of the leaf nitrogen and NDVI had kind of followed the same trend with the first two growth stages not showing very good correlation, while the two later growth stages showed a much better correlation. The relationship of leaf nitrogen and plant height had the same problem, particularly with the early square. The three other stages were much better, and it progressed along to the mid bloom. The late bloom was a little bit less strong than the mid bloom. Comparing the NDVI and the plant height with leaf nitrogen also had the same trend that we had earlier when you look at both of them. Aside the early square, plant height was comparatively better than NDVI. In summary, there were significant positive relationships of lint yields with plant heights and canopy NDVI indices. The correlations of lint yields with plant heights and NDVI became stronger as the growing season progressed. Relationships of lint yields with plant heights are stronger than those of lint yields with NDVI. This particular summary was part of the third and the fourth objective, which I told you I was not relating to this particular session. So the last one, I will say that both plant height and NDVI at key growing stages can be used to develop algorithms for in-season variable rate nitrogen applications on cotton. The funding for this study was provided by the Cotton Incorporated in Tennessee State, the support group there. I want to be grateful to them and also to you for your time.